Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was with our friend Michelle Balloon. Michelle Balloon, stand-up comic.
We like her. She's
we do like her, and she lives in Philadelphia, so we don't get to see her as much. And I was like, we can either go out to lunch or you could do a Dork Forest. And she was torn, but we'd been trying to get her to back on the Dork Forest. I'd been trying to get her back on the Dork Forest for decades.
Right, because she was an early...
Oh, an early adopter.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first 4 years.
She hasn't lived here in Los Angeles for 10 years, I think.
Right, it's been a while.
Yeah.
What was the thing? Oh, her dorkdom was the New York Times crossword puzzles.
Oh, okay.
And
many people love those.
Specifically, she has the app.
Oh, okay.
You get the New York Times crossword puzzles free if you get the New York Times. This was the fascinating thing for me in retrospect. She only gets the crossword puzzles. She doesn't want the Times.
All right, that's fair.
It is fair, because you know what? There's a lot of news online,
mm-hmm.
and you don't need to have the New York Times for sure.
Right.
You can just have, and so she gets the app, and it keeps all your stats, and she has her chores. She has mm-hmm. her New York Times mm-hmm. word chores, and she said Monday is the easiest, Saturday is the hardest,
okay.
Sunday's just the longest.
Oh, okay.
And
I knew that there was some pattern, but I didn't know what the pattern was.
Right, and she's going to a con.
Oh, crossword con.
Crossword con, where there's a famous guy. She knew his name, and she said it several times.
Was he the editor of the New York Times crossword page?
Yes, he was. And he is sort of the host of that con.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch other people do crosswords on stages. And then there's a timer, and they go head-to-head against each other.
Sure.
That is a very specific dorkdom. It sounded fascinating.
That is a very specific dorkdom, and I bet that there's some betting.
Ooh, you think there's a little side work?
Oh, yes.
A little side? Oh, I wish I had asked that, too.
Oh, I bet there's betting.
And then we weeded off into comic books in the last... she loves Lemire.
Oh, is she reading comic books now?
Mm-hmm.
Neat.
Yeah. I think she married one of us.
Yes, I believe
she
married
one of you.
I believe
she did. Which is when I married one of you.
We met him a long time ago.
Yeah, and we played ahead game night.
That's right.
And he will do it again.
He's one of us.
He's one of us.
He's one of our people.
Yep, and she likes Jeff Lemire.
We do, too.
Yeah, and... Descender was the one that she was talking about.
That's been our favorite.
Yeah, it's been it's such good science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Ascender just came out as well. Did we get it?
Oh no, I should look for it though.
Yeah, so
it won't be on the pull list because they changed the name.
Right, and I think it's a prequel.
Oh, I think you're right. I remember Jeff Lemire writing about it at the end of Descender.
Right. And so but it was a great episode.
Cool.
And it was fascinating. And who knew? I certainly did not about crossword puzzles. So good for Michelle Balloon. It's at Balloon.